Hello and welcome to another episode of Colorful Conversations. My name is Ray and I'm here to bring a little sunshine into your life. I know it's been a while, you know. You ever need to just take like hiatus from like everything pretty much? That has been me the past few months or so because, you know, I mean, at this point, this is like a diary, you know, to get everything out about what I'm going through and things that I find out about myself and just about life in general. But I also just want to make these episodes just so other people know that they're not alone. And if they ever need someone to talk to, then they can talk to me or, you know, just this is life. You know, we don't have to do this shit by ourselves. So definitely reach out to people. You never know who's going through the same thing. You never know who's going to understand you in a way that you've never anticipated. But for this episode, I just wanted to talk about knowing yourself first, okay? Before you do anything in life, before you start your career, before you go down a path that you want to pursue as far as, you know, I want to open a business, I want to do a service, I want to pick up and move to a different state, I want to do this, that, and the third. You need to know yourself first. And when I say that, I mean in order to navigate life a little easier, first you need to do some introspection. What introspection is, you need to look deep inside of yourself and get to know yourself. As much as we'd like to believe that as adults that we know ourselves, we know what decisions we would make, and you know, we know how, what things that we like, things we don't like, how we would maneuver a situation. You don't always know that, okay? Dig deep and really get to know yourself. This means doing the things that you love, catering to yourself in ways that you might desire from a partner. So if you are a person and you know your love language is like, let's say you like gifts, okay? You like, acts of service, you like gifts. Buy yourself gifts. Why are you waiting for somebody else to do it? Buy yourself a gift. Go to the store, and if it's something that you've been wanting for a while, go get it for yourself. Why are you waiting for someone else to be a key to your happiness? Be a key to your own happiness. That's the problem when it comes to this generation and relationships in the first place, that before we get into something, we're not happy. So when we're with someone, we're expecting them to be our happiness. And that's you're just waiting for that relationship to fail because you need to be your own happiness separately, then come together, and then you can decide whether or not that person is, you know, obstructing your happiness or if they're boosting it. But you need to be that first step. Be happy by yourself first. Okay, this means doing things that you love, catering to yourself in ways that you might desire from a partner, sitting in silence and letting your thoughts come to you. You know, a lot of people talk bad about meditation and this, that, and the third, but you really do need to sit sometimes and just think. And I just can't, I'm an overthinker. Like, I think all the time. I think all day long. And I wish I could turn this shit off, but it's a blessing and a curse for sure, because I've done a lot of thinking within the past, like, since quarantine last year, and I've really just gotten to know myself better. Like, things that I've gone through that has been traumatizing to me, how I can fix it, what am I doing to stop myself from my goals, and what can I do to make it better? How can I make myself the best person that I can be? You know, you really need to sit and think about those things. Why do I do these things? Why am I constantly late? Why am I always allowing people in my space who don't deserve to be there? Why do I keep giving somebody multiple chances even though they keep showing me that they don't deserve it? These are the things that you need to think about. You need to sit and you need to think. And if it's something that's been bothering you, whether it's your friendship, whether it's your relationship with somebody else, whether it's, you know, I'm not doing enough, or I want to be at this stage in my life, what do you need to do? You need to sit down and think about the ideal person that I want to do, or excuse me, the ideal person that I want to be. What does their everyday life look like? What do they do when they wake up in the morning? Do they eat breakfast? Do they go to the gym? Do they work out? Do they, you know, take more time for themselves rather than working? Because, you know, this economy wants us to work 9 to 5, work every damn near every single day, all day type shit. It's exhausting, you know, and people don't get the chance to sit down and think about these things. But whenever you can, if it's at the end of the night after work or something like that, put your phone down, put your electronics down, sit and think about yourself. Sit and think about your life, your decisions, and things you need to change. Okay? Let these thoughts come to you. In this process, you will 100% discover something about yourself that you've never even realized. As much as we want to believe that we're secure and confident in knowing who we are and what we want, it can be easy to be put into familiar situations. We put ourselves into, you know, situations that we're used to, positions that we're used to. It's much easier to be comfortable than it is to be uncomfortable. That's a given, you know, but sometimes you do need to be uncomfortable in order to grow. Sometimes you outgrow the spaces and the people that surround you, which is okay. You know, that's a part of growing, that it has to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? There's going to be people who you've known your whole life, or even family members, and they just don't get you anymore. But as long as you're taking those steps to understand yourself, that's all that matters. The only opinion that matters is your own, because at the end of the day, you're born by yourself, you die by yourself. As much time as you spend with yourself, you need to care about yourself, your body, your mind. And you know, people don't pay attention to mental health half as much as they need to. Like, mental health affects your body. Like, if you're not mentally stable, your body is going to know, and it's going to react in that way that you're being unhealthy, you know. And even if you work out every day, your body's still going to know, like, I'm not all right up there, you know what I mean? It's still going to react in that way. So it's easy to be in those familiar positions, and then to be put into new situations and not know how to navigate you, this will help you with that, because you don't want to be blindsided when you reach a new situation, or you know, you get put into a new job or something and you don't know how to do something, or you know, somebody did something to you and you don't know what to do next or how to move in the relationship. You need to know yourself first. Cater to yourself first, because your happiness is the most important thing. And you know, that can be very hard, especially when you're a people pleaser like myself, but I'm gonna get to that later. So what I wanted to explain to y'all is this thing called human design. Okay, I just want to make sure I have the definition right. So human design is a holistic self-knowledge system combining astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, and Vedic philosophy. Human design was originated by Alan Robert Krakauer, who published a book called The Human Design System under the pseudonym Ra Uru Hu in 1992. And there are five different types of human designs. This is basically everybody in the world is at least one of these categories. And knowing your human design will also help you with how you operate in life. Not only that, but you can also identify how other people are. So, sorry. People think that I'm just like get on these things and I just start talking, but I actually like look these things up also, because I want to make sure that I am giving you guys correct knowledge. Okay, so the five types of human design is generators, manifesting generators, manifestors, projectors, and reflectors. And I actually saw a TikTok about this, and when I was looking up the categories, I identified myself as a manifesting generator, which is crazy because, you know, I never really paid much attention to my ability to cater to my potential. You know what I mean? Like, I never really. How do I say this? I don't know. I just didn't realize my potential for real. Like, I knew that I was meant for greater things. I just didn't know to what extent. You know, sometimes you think about something and you're like, oh, I wish I could do this. Well, what's stopping you? Why can't you do that? You know what I mean? But, okay. And you guys can look this up also. But there's also quizzes you can take. And I think I took the quiz also, and it said that I was like a manifest generator. So I'm just going to read like a brief of all the categories for you guys. So the first one is manifestors. Manifestors make up 9% of the population are here to initiate. They are the trailblazers and change makers and have an ability to ignite others into action. So these are the people who not only do you do something for yourself, but you do those things for others. You inspire others. You're amazing for that. They are the only type that can initiate projects and ideas without some sort of external cue, because their inspiration comes directly from source. So you guys are literally having this intuition so powerful inside of yourself that's like, you would be really good at this. Do that shit. You know what I mean? That's a strong energy. And so let's go to generators. Generators make up 37% of the population are here to build, to do the work, and to become masterful at the art of building and working. Their role to build and work gives them access to the energy required to fulfill that role, as long as they are using the strategy, which is to wait to respond. You know, and it's crazy that I'm a generator because I am very impatient sometimes. Well, you know, it's more so I'm impatient with myself. I can be very patient with other people. It's literally my job. I'm a behavior technician and I work with kids who have autism. So it's my job to be patient with other people. And I've always been that way in nature anyways. But when it comes to myself, if I have an idea and I want to execute it because I think it's a good idea, I'm going to want to do that idea. I'm going to want to jump into that. But I'm starting to realize, and this makes sense that I'm a generator, I'm starting to realize that I need to be patient. Good things take time, and I need to wait instead of just jumping into things, so that, you know, it's always going to be quality. You know, quality is important. You can't just jump into things and want them to be come to fruition if you're not putting in the proper work to do so. So that's generators. Also manifesting generators. You can think of manifesting generators like a hybrid of manifestors and generators. They make up 33% of the population. They're mostly known as being a generator type with manifestor qualities. Like pure generators, they are here to do the work, to build, and to master the art of working and building. They have a non-linear approach to life, look for shortcuts to their mastery, a desire to sample all of the things, and are here to remind us to be lit up by life. I definitely remind people all the time, like, you need to be happy. Anybody who knows me or has a conversation with me, I tell them, if you want to do something, go on and do that shit. I tell them to do things to the best of their ability. You tried your best. That's all that fucking matters. You feel me? And I do try to find shortcuts to things. Like, that's crazy. I do try to find shortcuts to things. But usually when I find shortcuts, like, it works. So, like, I feel like it's a good thing. I'm very non-linear, girl. I'm saying girl as if I'm talking to somebody. But I'm crazy. Like, I be all over the fucking place. And that shit is... it's chaotic sometimes. But, like, I get things done at the end of the day. Or at least I have, like, as far as the past year or so, I've put my mind to things and I've done it. So, like, I know what potential that I have, and I just need to tap more into that. You know what I mean? I need to be more organized, structured, disciplined, and have different strategies. Okay, let's move on. Projectors. Projectors make up 20% of the population. They are intuitively connected to what's possible. Okay, these are things that can happen. You know they can happen. Projectors are here to know and guide others towards that possibility. They hold within them the template for a new era in humanity, and their role is to help the rest of us move in that new era. Oh, I love that. I love the fact that your purpose isn't just for yourself, but it's to help other people. Like, projectors, you're literally putting your energy into other people. You got to be careful with that, because some people will drain you, okay? Reflectors are shiny unicorns and make up just 1% of the population. They have an important role to reflect how well the communities they are doing in. They have the unique ability to hold up a mirror to others around them so that they can see themselves reflected in reflectors' experience. And you know what's crazy? I was telling my friend recently that everything in this universe is a reflection. So it's funny that that came up as one of the five categories of human design. But everything in this universe is a reflection. So if you sit up and you judge somebody by something, it's because you're insecure about it. And you have to remember that how people treat you isn't just how they feel about you, but it's also, most of the time, it's also how they feel about themselves. So if someone's sitting up and telling you, like, oh, you're clingy and you're insecure, they're probably insecure. for a different reason than you, but they're probably insecure. Most of the times, things that we see in other people that we pay attention to, that our mind processes to pay attention to, like, oh yeah, do you see their shoes? Do you see their hair? This, that, and the third. It's because you're concerned about your appearance. They might not even give a fuck. It may not even be something that crosses their mind as something to be insecure about. But the fact that that's something that crossed your mind to judge them means that that's something that's important to you and that you might be insecure about. And it's not just about insecurity. It's just in general, things that happen in life usually is a reflection. So if you're with somebody, let's say y'all in a relationship or y'all talking or whatever the case may be, and you feel like they don't trust you, do you trust them? Think about that. And then I just saw my friend post on Snapchat the other day, and she said, I responded to her too. I'm glad I really got her thinking about this, because I thought about this not too long ago. She said, why do I keep attracting men who are emotionally unavailable? And I responded to her and I said, you really got to think about it. Why do you keep attracting men who are emotionally unavailable? You have to think to yourself, are you emotionally unavailable? You probably are. Because if you keep attracting people who are emotionally unavailable, you have to think whether or not you are able to accept someone to love you and care about you in the way that you keep saying you want. But if you really did, you wouldn't even give those people the time of day. You would cut those people off with a quickness once you realized that they were emotionally unavailable. But because you keep giving it attention, that is a sign that you are also emotionally unavailable. You know, so that's just something to think about. And, you know, just to be transparent with you guys, because I feel like it's hard for me to really talk to people and tell them what I'm going through. I just want to let you guys know, once I learned about my human design and once I've really been taking the time to get to know myself and things that I need to improve, I've realized that all my life, pretty much, I've been a people pleaser. And this comes from, you know, events that's happened in my childhood that, you know, wasn't traumatizing, because it was. And I won't get too deep into that, but, you know, I think we all go through stuff. But when you've gone through a traumatizing childhood, I mean, I still had a good childhood, but it was just certain things that happened that made it hard. It made it hard for me to create my own happiness and to even worry about that, because as a people pleaser, when you're on edge and you're worried about other people's emotions and how to move around and not make somebody in your family or whomever, not to make them upset, so you have to minimize yourself. You have to minimize yourself and your emotions, and you're creating those people pleaser tendencies. And that, those types of things travel from your childhood into your adulthood, for sure. That's why I'm telling people, you need to really take a look at your childhood and your upbringing, because it actually creates who you are today. And we are not responsible from what we came from, but you're responsible for how you heal from it. You are definitely responsible for how you heal from it and how you react to it and how you treat people. Because you may think that you're okay, you're fine, I don't need therapy, I don't need this, that, and the third. But look at how you're treating people. Look at how you move when other people come around and they act like they care about you. You freak out, you run away, you self-sabotage. So you need to think about what happened to you that made you act this way. And once you realize it, you'll be able to change it. It may not be easy. It's always easier said than done, but you will be able to change it. I promise you, as long as you're doing the work, as long as you're paying attention to yourself. And this isn't about, putting a spotlight on the negative things, but with the positive things, there comes the negative. This is called shadow work. You have to pay attention to the things that are not so happy. You know, the gray clouds, the dark things. You have to really dig deep into those things so that you can experience the positive, so that you can be ready for it. Because if you keep asking for better days and this, that, and the third, you're not going to be ready for it like you say you are. You keep asking for it, but you haven't paid attention to the things that are dark, that's still living inside of you. So when you get to that positive place, when you get to those things that you've always wanted, let's say you wanted to have a big ass house and a whole bunch of money and, you know, kids and not necessarily kids, but whatever, doing the things that you would claim as success, because success is subjective to each person. So whatever you say is success, and you get there in life, and if you haven't done this work, I promise you, you won't be happy. I promise you. Yes, you'll be happy that you have those things that you work for, but you're still going to feel like you have a void. You're still going to feel like something's missing inside of you, because you haven't taken that time to really understand what you've gone through, to process it and to move past it. So you really have to take the time to do those things so that you can understand better, so that you'll be able to receive what God and what the universe and, you know, just what is able to be given to you. Once you have those things that you refer to as success for yourself, you're not going to be happy if you don't do the work to really come to terms with things that have happened to you, ways that you're holding yourself back, ways that you're allowing yourself to either be manipulated or to basically be okay with the mediocre. You're not paying attention to your potential, and you're not putting yourself in the position to be the best person that you can be. So even if you have those things that you're trying to attain, you're still not going to be happy. That's why you need to do these things. And so I personally wanted to talk about, you know, being a people pleaser. I've always been a people pleaser. I think that one of my purposes in life is to help other people see their potential, you know, and with that comes my moments where I don't even see my own potential, which is crazy to me, because I know the things that I can do. Like, I know myself better than anyone else knows me. So if I know that I can do these things, I know that I'm talented, I know that I'm smart, this, that, and the third, then why do I feel like I can't do something? We should be the biggest cheerleader for ourselves, but sometimes we're our own critic. And you really have to change that actively every day. When you feel that there's a time where you're down talking on yourself and, you know, just saying like, I couldn't do that, or I can never do that in life, or, you know what I mean? Just talking bad about yourself, you need to change that actively every day. Every time you think of something negative about yourself, or I don't like my body, I don't like this, I don't like that about myself. If you can change it, then change it. Change your how you view anything. Make it positive. You know, if you're viewing something negatively and you're like, oh, this is such a shitty day, I can't get anything done, well, then take some time and just chill. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so what I've come to learn about myself is that I tend to not feel seen, or I don't feel misunderstood. And this definitely comes from my childhood, because I'm the second child. But, like, it seemed always like my sister was the favorite out of us. So, like, I think that plays a big part into me feeling like I wasn't seen, or, like, I was misunderstood. I think with her being more of a logical person, she's emotional, too. But, like, she's logical as in, like, she loves school, and, like, that's just how she operates. Whereas I'm more of a creative person. So creative people are, like, naturally more emotional in a way. I may not be the best at showing it or processing it, but I've come to realize that I'm very emotional. And, you know, that's a stigma in society that being emotional is a bad thing, but really it's not. It's a part of being a human. And being so highly in tune with your emotions can be very confusing sometimes, because as someone who can experience other people's emotions, like when other people are feeling a certain way, I feel that. Like, if someone's telling me a sad ass story, like, I will get sad for them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling someone else's emotions, and sometimes it's hard to distinguish which emotions are mine and which belong to someone else. So I've had to take time to, you know, try to separate myself from other people's grievances from my own. You know, I still have a problem with that, so that's something I'm actively working on. But yeah, I feel like sometimes I don't feel seen and I'm misunderstood, so I've come to explain myself more, because a part of being not feeling seen is that I don't feel the need to explain myself because I feel like someone won't care, which is kind of counterproductive, because if I'm trying to be understood, then I need to communicate, you know? I feel like sometimes it's pointless, so I just don't, and I just don't tell people stuff. A lot of the time, it is pointless, because most of the people I've come in contact with care about themselves, and when I talk about something, they don't listen, so I just don't even bother, you know what I mean? Because I actively listen to people, and I give them advice and all that, but they don't do the same, and I recently haven't seen someone for a while, and then I saw them and they just talking about themselves, and then when I go to talk about myself, they're just quiet. And I was like, see, this is why I don't talk about things that happen to me, because this happens. Like, why are you so quiet, but you were so excited to talk about yourself? And I don't give that energy, at least I don't try to. Well, I do my best not to do that. When someone talks about themselves, I'm actively engaged in the conversation. But that's besides the point. So not feeling seen, being misunderstood, you know, like I said, being a people pleaser from my childhood up until being an adult, because I feel the need to be the reason for other people's happiness. I also burn myself out physically and mentally because I'm not taking care of myself, and I'm always feeling like I'm not doing enough. So I'm always running around. Since I have been 15, 16, since I've been able to work, if I'm not working all the time, like go, if I have any free time from my job, I'm working at another job. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, even with my job I have right now, like, I love my job and they're paying me very well, and I have a morning client, and I'm waiting to hear about my afternoon client. But in the meantime, I have so much free time. Like, it's basically like I have my whole day free, and I just feel like I'm not doing anything. Like, as much as I want to be free, I also want to have money and be productive, you know what I mean? I think it's kind of fucked up also that this society has made us think that we're not valuable or that we're not being productive if we're not at work, if we're not doing what someone else has told us to do in order to feel like an active and valuable person in society. Like, why do I feel the need to do work when I have all this free time? Like, it's exhausting. And you know, always running around feeling like I need to cater to other people is another reason why I mentally exhaust myself. I'm not paying attention to myself. I'm not paying attention to my needs and what and how I need to wind down from all the things that have been happening to me, and you know, all these different events coming at me in different directions, and I'm just spinning, and I'm always on go mode. Like, from morning to night, I'm always on go mode. Not even from morning to night, from morning to morning pretty much, because sometimes I don't even come back until like 2 a.m until midnight or some shit like that. So I'm going all day and I'm not sleeping. Like, I haven't been sleeping for a while because I'm just always burning myself out trying to do more, trying to feel like I feel like I'm not doing enough. And that's just why I've taken the initiative to find a job that pays me more, so that I can work less, so that I can tap into those things that I actually want to do instead of just focusing on things that I feel like I have to do. Because even though I really love my job, I'm still naturally a creative person. Like, I want to do makeup. I want to do, you know, things that tap into that part of myself that I can really flourish and pay attention to those things, because I haven't had the chance to do that, especially while being a college student for the last 4 years. I didn't have any time because I was sitting up studying, and I was basically teaching myself throughout college, because the way that I learn is different than the way that I was being taught. So while I'm sitting in class and the teacher is yip-yapping fast as fuck, it's not clicking with me because I'm a visual person. I need to see things done out. I need to see things. But I also need a thorough explanation. I can't have just the gist of how something goes, or else I'm not gonna know what the fuck you're talking about. I have to put it into my own words so that I can fully understand it. And so I've also been putting myself in uncomfortable positions. I've been putting myself into comfortable positions that don't match my potential. This means that I've been putting myself in situations that I'm familiar with, even though my potential exceeds what I'm allowing myself to be in. And this is absolutely ridiculous to me when every time I reflect on that, because it's like, even when it's going on, like, a relationship or something like that, and I'm dealing with somebody, I'm like, not to say that anybody is better than somebody, but I just think, like, I'll just think to myself, like, I'm better than this situation. Because if I feel like somebody or a situation is not catering to me in the way that I deserve, then yes, I'm better than that situation, because you're not giving me what I deserve. This situation is not serving me in a way that I require. And it's okay to have standards. It's okay to have requirements for yourself. In order to succeed in life, you need to have standards. You need to set those guidelines and set those boundaries, not just with yourself, but with the people around you, so that they're not crossing, they're not crossing those boundaries and disrespecting you. And you need to stick to those things first with yourself, because if you're not sticking to your own boundaries, if you're not respecting yourself, if you're not taking that time to love yourself, how do you expect someone else to do that for you? Huh? Because that made me cry all night. How do you expect someone else to do that for you? How do you expect someone to love you? How do you expect someone to respect you, to abide by your boundaries, if you're not even doing that for yourself? If you say something, stick to it. Stand on that shit. Because if you don't, then how can you expect someone else to? You don't even love yourself. You don't even care about yourself. So why do you want them to? You can't want someone to love you more than you love yourself. That's absolutely fucking ridiculous. And how can anybody even love you if you don't love yourself? Who can I love when you tell me you don't love myself? Come on, Brent Faiyaz said that shit best. Come on now. But yeah, you gotta pay attention to those things. You gotta pay attention to yourself. You gotta pay attention to those around you. Are they cheering for you? You, first of all, you need to do these things for yourself, but you also need to evaluate the people around you as well. Are they cheering for you? Are they happy for you in your positive moments? Not only are they happy for you in your positive moments, but are they there for you when you need them? When you're low, are they there to pick you up? Sometimes people are only there so that they can be there. They're only there to take up space. They're only there to hear you when you're sad and be like, damn, this person's sad. But they're not doing anything to pick you up. You know why? Because it's like they low-key want you to be that way. Almost. It's basically like that. Because if they're not doing anything to help you out, to get you out of that funk, if they're just like, damn, man, that sucks. Like, all right, be like that. Then, like, what do you even have them around for? The people who are around you, people need to have better expectations for their friends and the people they keep in their life. Because people... I've heard someone say, like, I don't expect much from my friends. When we get together, we just have fun. And that's fine and all. I definitely have friends who are specifically for having fun. I know that there's some things I can't talk about with them because they just, I don't know. It just, some people just don't like to talk about these sorts of things. But you should have better standards for the people around you, because if you can't go to them when you need someone, how do you even refer to them as a friend? You know what I mean? A friend is somebody that you can lean on when you need to. Somebody you can go to when you don't have it like that. And vice versa. You know what I mean? If you feel like there's somebody in your life and you're doing something for them, and when you really think about it, they wouldn't do the same for you, how can you call them a friend? It doesn't matter if you've had experiences with them or, you know, known them for a long time. How can you call them a friend? What are they even there for? Like, yes, it's to kiki and kick it and whatever, but like, that can only go so far. You feel me? Like, I feel like there should be more substance in the relationships that people keep, especially with men. First of all, y'all don't even hold each other accountable for the shit that you do, so y'all definitely need to hop on that. Y'all definitely need to be around people who hold you accountable, not just for how you treat other people, but how you treat yourself. Like, dude, you need to take time for yourself. You need to do better. You need to do this. You need to improve. Y'all need better friendships. Men need better friendships. What I will say about men is that y'all friendships can stand the weather. Y'all can stand the rain for sure. And when it comes to tribulations between girl friendships, it's easy for us to break. It's easy for us to block each other over a missed birthday text or something. But when it's men, like, something that happened, they be like, all right, bro, whatever. So y'all can't stand the rain, but like, can y'all depend on each other though? Like, It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to be vulnerable with another person. And if you can't do that with your guy friend, whatever, do that with someone else. You need to do that. Men need to do this. Pay attention to your mental health, everyone, but specifically men, specifically black men as well. I feel like y'all hold on to this idea that you just have to be this strong ass person, and something happened to you, you just have to skip over it and act like it didn't happen. You are not a fucking robot, okay? Things happen, and it is okay to sit, think about it, process it, feel it, and then move on if need be, you know? But it's okay to feel things. I don't know what's wrong with men, but I've heard a lot of men say this, and you know, it's their upbringing, it's society, it's the people around them, their family members and stuff who've acted like this, who've shaped them to be like this. But I want men to start being more in tune with their emotions, their feelings. Even if you can't, if you're not at the stage to do that with another person, at least do it by yourself. At least do it by yourself. Do it when you're alone and be like, damn, that shit happened to me and it was really fucked up. Like, that shit hurt. But you know what? I can do this so that I feel better, so that I'm not hurting someone else who comes along and tries to love me. I'm not keeping my loved ones out because of something that happened to me and I don't want to share it with them. You know, things like that. You may think that something happened in the past and it's over with, but something that happened to you a long time ago could still be affecting you to this day. Definitely. That is why therapy is a thing, because it's digging up the why. It's digging up those reasons to how you operate and what is the reason, okay? That's why. So the first thing you need to do is you need to think about these things, what you need to change, what you're doing that's good, and how you can keep it up, okay? And I don't know, life can be really come at you really fast, but I think we all need to take a moment and just say that we're proud of ourselves. Because a lot of us, I feel like we can look at ourselves today, and if our 10-year-old or, you know, 10-year-old self or 15 or whatever year old self saw the accomplishments that we've made today, would they be proud of you? I think my 10-year-old self would be proud of myself. I finished college. You know, that's something to be proud of. Everybody don't need to go to college, but like for myself, for my own situation, I finished college and I never fucked with school like that. So this is a big accomplishment for me. So just take time to really think about things that you've done and what you're proud of. Find at least like 3 things that you're proud of, please, because it'll really make yourself feel better. Because a lot of the times, we think that we don't do enough. We're our worst critics, like I said. So taking the time and really noticing your own accomplishments, giving yourself that pat on the back, applauding yourself, and just saying, like, I'm proud of myself. Like, even if it's not something big that you've accomplished, something small, it's an accomplishment. Even if it's just, like, internally, like, oh, I was put in a situation, and normally I would have smacked that bitch, but I walked away from the situation. Stuff like that. Even if you've grown as a person in some way, that's still something to be proud of. Be proud of yourself. Tell yourself this. Tell yourself that you're doing good. You need to actively work and talk to yourself in a positive way so that you can react to it, so that everything around you can react to how you treat yourself. How you treat yourself is how others will then treat you. What you allow, okay? But I just wanted to stress that to everybody, because I hope you're taking care of yourself. Hope you're taking care of your mental health, physically, mentally, all that. You know, take care of yourself. Do your shadow work. Do your introspection. Come on now. You know, pay attention to these things. It's easy to be blinded by this world, but you are all you have at the end of the day. So make sure you're taking care of yourself, okay? Because if anybody should love you, you should love you. But I also love you, okay? So I hope everybody has a good day. I hope you've enjoyed my episode, and I will have some more coming soon. I know that I haven't been the most consistent, but I'm starting to be in a better place mentally, where I'll be able to handle these things and stick to them. You know, I've been thinking about it, and I think that I'll do a new episode every Sunday. That's something that I can handle, especially since I've created a new work schedule. Since I've created a new work schedule for myself, so I'll definitely have the time to do so. And if anybody has some suggestions on what I should talk about, what I should touch on, even if it's self-love, if it's problems, issues within the Black community, if it's relationships, if it's, you know, anything, any personal advice, it can be anonymous, doesn't matter. If you have any suggestions, you can tell me, but I'll definitely be coming up with some more episodes. And I really do appreciate anybody who takes the time to listen to me, because, you know, sometimes it seems like I'm rambling, but I really do feel like I have something to say. So I appreciate anybody who takes the time to listen to me. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a nice day. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.